What we're really celebrating is that the atonement is complete and our Lord Jesus Christ is paving the way into heaven to his Father's right hand for us. And he has not gone away. He is present for us in word and sacrament, in his body and blood, in holy baptism, in holy absolution, in the Bible, in the preaching of the church, in the consolation of the brothers, in the account of the ascension in Luke's gospel and in Mark. The disciples return to Jerusalem rejoicing. They're not sad because there's nothing to be sad about. He hasn't gone away. They have more than they had before. You have the same sort of thing at the Emmaus Road. When the Lord Jesus Christ disappears from their sight, and they're not sad that he disappeared from their sight. So on Easter Sunday, Mary Magdalene gets this weird rebuke from Jesus after she recognizes him. He calls her by name, and then he says, "Don't cling to me." She's clinging to him in the wrong way. She wants Jesus to be just like he was before he died. That's been completed, and that isn't what she needs. What she needs is the risen Lord in the sacraments and in his word as he's promised to be. So I think in a way, we're kind of in that Mary Magdalene mode, but we have these promises in Holy Scripture and these examples that real and abiding joy comes according to the promises of Christ in word and sacrament.